Welcome to this deep dive, and this one feels kind of ripped from tomorrow's headlines, you know. But it's playing out right now, this whole story of how algorithms are quietly becoming the power brokers of Wall Street. We're going to unravel the rise of Alex Gurko and his company, XTX Markets. They're using AI to trade, but at a pace and scale that has everyone, seasoned financiers, tech enthusiasts, everyone's paying attention.
It's true. It's fascinating how Gurko represents this fusion of intellects, the brilliant mathematician, but he also gets the nuances of the financial markets. It's not just about riding the wave of AI. He understands it deeply enough to actually lead it.
And that journey, it's not your typical Wall Street climb. This isn't some hotshot kid fresh out at an Ivy League school flashing a trust fund. Gurko's story starts in Moscow. He graduates from the very prestigious Moscow State University, a bona fide math prodigy. But here's where it gets interesting. Instead of sticking to theoretical equations, he saw their potential to decode the financial world, you know. He saw how those numbers could unlock an edge in the markets.
This is where that background is so crucial because there's this tendency to view AI as this separate force, almost in competition with human intellect. But Gurko really embodies the power of their combination, right? His deep mathematical understanding, it's not replaced by AI, it's what XTX, their whole system, is built on.
And so in 2015, XTX Markets is born. Even the name is a bit of a giveaway, XTX, right? Derived from the mathematical symbols for exchange and transformation, they weren't being subtle about their ambitions. They were here to revolutionize the game. Picture this, a trading floor. But instead of the frantic yelling of human brokers, it's the quiet hum of servers. That's XTX. They're all about electronic market making, essentially acting as this hyper-efficient, like, middleman in the financial world.
It's their speed and precision that give them this unbelievable advantage, right? We're talking algorithms that can analyze tons of data in real time, spotting these microsecond trading opportunities. Humans can't even react that
It's
fast.
like they're playing a whole different sport, man,
Totally.
with a different set of rules.
100%. And here's where it gets even more interesting. XTX doesn't just use AI, it's constantly evolving its AI. They're heavily invested in machine learning. So their algorithms are learning from every single trade, every fluctuation in the market. They're literally getting smarter with every passing second.
So it's like their algorithms aren't just these static lines of code. They're constantly evolving, learning, and adapting to the market.
It's like Gurko took, those principles of evolution and applied them to algorithms. By constantly feeding their systems new data, XTX is making sure that their edge doesn't dull, They're not just keeping up with the market, they're kind of anticipating it.
Which brings us to the bottom line. How's all this playing out in the real world?
Let's just say that XTX isn't just participating in the markets, they're making a statement. They're consistently outperforming some of the biggest names in the industry, attracting clients, big clients that command serious capital. Their valuation is nearing 2 billion pounds.
£2 billion. Not bad for a company that hasn't even hit its 10-year anniversary.
Not at all. And what's really fascinating is that their success isn't just about generating profit, it's about the way they're doing it. XTX is actually making the markets more efficient.
Now, when you say more efficient, what does that actually look like? Like, how does that translate?
Okay, so think about those tiny gaps, right, between the price that someone's willing to buy a stock for and the price someone's willing to sell it for, right? That's the spread. XTX's algorithms are so fast, they're so precise, that they're able to really tighten those spreads. So transactions happen more smoothly, and those savings, they trickle down.
So it benefits the everyday investor like me.
Potentially, yeah. Tighter spreads mean that you're going to get a better price, whether you're buying or selling your stocks. It's like finding, hidden discounts in the market because of XTX's efficiency.
Okay, so I'm starting to see how this goes beyond just one company winning. Like, there's this ripple effect.
Absolutely. And here's where things get really interesting. We've talked about Gurko's, mathematical brilliance, but there's another layer to this whole story, right? For a guy at the forefront of such a high-stakes, rapidly evolving world, he's surprisingly under the radar.
Like the Gurko Enigma, right? He's not sailing yachts on piles of cash or buying islands.
Exactly. You're more likely to find his name attached to funding for like math education initiatives than splashed across, tabloid headlines. He's notoriously private, more focused on the work than than the limelight.
It almost feels like a contradiction. This guy who's created a system that thrives on information, on being ahead of the curve, is content to stay out of the spotlight himself.
It really makes you wonder. In a field that's often driven by ego, by the pursuit of wealth, what are Gurko's motivations? Is there a deeper sense of responsibility at play here?
Is he trying to shape the future of finance in a way that goes beyond just profit? Yeah, it's like he's playing a whole different game, right? One where the goal isn't just to win, but to redefine what winning even means in this space.
Precisely. And that's where his support for math education becomes even more interesting, you know? It's not just like writing a check to a cause. He's investing in the future talent pool of this entire field, right?
Yeah.
It suggests a desire to foster a generation that understands the power of these tools, but also their potential impact, you know?
So it's not just about building the fastest algorithms, it's about shaping the minds that are actually going to be using them, right?
100%, yeah. And that kind of leads to the million-dollar question. What does all this mean for the average investor? For someone who's, you know, just trying to grow their wealth, are we all just going to be left in the dust by these super fast algorithms?
Right, because it is kind of intimidating to think about competing with a system that can process information like at the speed of light.
It's a valid concern, but here's another way to think about it. XTX's success, it could actually be a net positive for everyday investors.
Okay, now you've really got my attention. Explain this one to me.
Remember how we were talking about their algorithms tightening those spreads, creating more efficient transactions?
Right.
Okay, so that efficiency, it translates to a smoother, more stable market overall. Think about those flash crashes that we've seen, right? Where prices just plummet suddenly, dramatically.
Yeah.
XTX's algorithms, by providing constant liquidity, actually act as a sort of shock absorber. They're helping to prevent those wild swings.
So it's like they're bringing a level of predictability to a system that's often felt very chaotic.
In a sense, yeah. And that predictability, that stability, it benefits everyone, not just the big players. It levels the playing field in a way that we haven't really seen before.
But what about the flip side? What's stopping someone from using this kind of technology for less noble purposes?
Right. And that's the constant tension with any disruptive technology, right? It's only as good as the intentions of the people behind it. But here's the good news. AI can also be a powerful tool for good. Imagine regulators using similar algorithms to actually spot market manipulation, to identify and shut down those unethical trading practices before they become a bigger problem.
So it becomes this kind of arms race, but for like ethics and finance.
Precisely. And that's what makes this whole story so fascinating. We're not just talking about lines of code, algorithms. We're talking about the very future of finance and the kind of financial system that we want to build.
It's like Gurko and XTX, they've kind of given us this glimpse into the future, right?
Yeah.
And now it's up to everyone else to decide what we do with this knowledge.
And that's what makes this such a captivating deep dive. We've gone from the classrooms of Moscow to, you know, the cutting edge of global finance, all to try and understand this new landscape. You know, what's Gurko's next move? Will other companies follow XTX's lead? And how are regulators going to adapt to this new era of algorithmic trading? One thing's for sure, it's going to be a fascinating ride.
No doubt about that. So if you had to leave our listeners with one final thought, one thing to kind of ponder as they navigate this new world of finance, what would it be?
Oh, that's easy. Pay attention. The future of finance is being written in algorithms, but it's up to all of us to understand what those algorithms mean, how they're being used, and ultimately what kind of future we want to create.
Wise words to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Alex Gurko, XTX Markets, and the rise of AI in finance. It's a story that's really only just beginning, and we can't wait to see where it goes from here.